You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, Flip Empire community? Alex Pardo here. I want to start today's episode with a quote that I recently read, and I'd like to base the show today, what I'm going to deliver, the content I'm going to share around this quote, and it really got me thinking. So Theodore Roosevelt, in any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing. So on the back of that quote, I want to share with you a few examples about the importance of making a decision versus being paralyzed in fear about making the wrong decision. I don't know who said this, but it's been said that more is lost by indecision than by making a decision, regardless of whether it's quote unquote right or wrong. And lately, I've been thinking about this because if you know me, my wife and I like to go out and we like to dine and check out new restaurants, and some would consider us foodies. I don't know, maybe we aren't. I'm not really into the labels and stuff, but we enjoy to go out and check out new restaurants and even frequent restaurants that we just love. So one of the things that is kind of an inside joke within my family, whenever we take my parents out or I'm with my sister or my wife or friends, is it's something that I default to, and I'm starting to become more aware of it. I should have been more aware of it because they kind of poke fun at me about it throughout the years. But like, I tend to ask the waiter what's most popular and like what are their top two dishes they recommend. I don't necessarily do this if I've been to the restaurant a bunch of times, but particularly if I go to a new place or maybe a place I went to once or twice a long time ago, I'll tend to default to ask the waiter what they recommend, even though I'm in the mood for something in particular. And so one of the things I've been more conscious and aware of is to give myself 30 to 45 seconds to make a decision on the menu. Even if I end up not liking the dish, I want to start flexing the decision-making muscle so that it can show up in different areas of my life and business. As of a couple of weeks ago, my Mississippi storage portfolio is under contract to sell, which is fantastic. Buyer's going to get a fantastic deal. We're doing really well, and it's going to work out for everybody. And I was delayed by probably a good week to week and a half because we had several offers on the table. We had one cash offer, all cash offer, that was coming in lower than we wanted to be. And then we had a couple of one financed offer. And then we had the offer that we ended up accepting, which was, it wasn't contingent on financing, although it wasn't all cash. I debated and I went back and forth and had a conversation with several key members of my team and just analyzed the pros and the cons. And ultimately, now that I've made the decision, I'm on the other side of it, I realized that I lost momentum. If I would have made a decision much quicker, A, the clock would have gotten started, but in my head, I was held up and it wasn't allowing me to make other key important decisions as a result of the fact that I hadn't made a decision. And this has shown up in different areas of my business. And I think it's because I'm more aware of making quick decisions. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that you rush into a decision that could end up costing you or there may be some consequences down the line. Like, use your judgment. You got to be smart. You got to think through things, right? So I'm not saying just make snap decisions and everything. What I am saying is that if you get accustomed to making quick decisions on things that don't have a big level of importance or significance, such as deciding what you're going to have for dinner, if you start flexing that muscle, it'll show up in different areas for you. And you'll be more accustomed to like get the information you need, make a decision, and go. And if you make the wrong decision, generally speaking, more times than not, you can course correct versus getting stuck in the mud, being in quicksand, not making a decision, and then you're kind of slowly sinking. It's holding you up. If nothing else, mental bandwidth is being tied up. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. We went to their house over the weekend and just kind of barbecuing and hanging out. And these are some friends that we're going to Italy for 3 weeks with in July. So most of July, we're going to be traveling around the Amalfi Coast and just different parts of Italy. And this is going to be our second time traveling with his family, and we've become really close over the last couple of years. And we were just hanging out and talking, and she is in a position where she just recently made a life-altering decision to leave her 9-to-5, something she has been doing for almost 2 decades, and pursue becoming a life coach, something that she has been feeling has been a calling by God, and something that's kind of just been on her heart to want to impact not just children, but now impact other people, right, in a different capacity. And for a while, she was having a hard time making the decision because she was so used to doing one thing. We all have the inner critic. We all have the devil on our shoulder, or the fear. I tend to refer to it as the inner critic, but that voice inside of you saying, hey, what if this? What if that? What if you fail? What if you can't get clients? What if you don't know how to market your business? What if you can't provide for your family? And you have all these things, this voice that if you allow it, if you give it some life, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it prevents you from actually taking out and pursuing your dreams or going after a certain goal that you've always wanted to do. And one of the things I shared with her, and I don't take any credit at all. That's not what I'm sharing on the podcast. I don't take any credit at all for pushing her in this direction. Like, she came to this decision because she's got courage and because she's got a great support system. She's got a great family. She's got a coach. She's got good quality friends that are trying to lift her up and not pull her down and keep her at a certain level. In other words, she had encouragement and she had a certain level of accountability, but she came to that decision because she felt it was her calling. And she knew that in order to have the level of impact on others and live a certain lifestyle that she wants to live, she was going to need to step out into the unknown. She was going to need to get comfortable with uncertainty and embrace that uncomfortable feeling that we're all faced with at times when we want to do something, but we're so stuck in either not making a decision because it's rooted in fear, or because you're allowing the uncertainty and getting uncomfortable and fear and anxiety, all these types of things, that inner voice that gets bigger and bigger that holds you back from pursuing what it is you're meant to do. And so if this podcast can just connect with one person and it just gets you, at least I want to plant the seed that I want to get you into the habit of making decisions quicker, faster, and then course correcting and adjusting from there. I'm not saying to just go like make snap decisions and do anything, right? Like, so understand what has significance and what doesn't. But there comes a point in time when like you have all the information. Let me share with you another example. And I'll talk about this more in the future as things unfold. In one of my businesses, I had an important decision to make. Right? Did I want to go in this direction or did I want to go in that direction? And I spent what I felt was a good amount of time in just prayer and conversations with the right people that I trust, respect, and know that they have my best interest at heart, and family, my wife, and things of that nature. And I was sitting on the sidelines waiting for a sign from God or waiting for some type of validation. And that didn't come. And yet it did. And the reason I say that is because I had been feeling a certain level of peace internally about continuing to do something and reimagine it to a certain degree. And it was giving me a lot of excitement and energy. Even though I knew the direction I wanted to go in, mentally, I hadn't made that decision like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And it wasn't until several weeks ago where I had an important conversation. And then I made that commitment to myself that, hey, this is the direction God wants me to go in. This is what I'm feeling peace about. And then just making that decision and saying, I'm doing this. Almost immediately, my friends, things started to unfold. I saw the snowball of momentum get bigger and bigger and bigger. An opportunity opened up for me. I had another conversation where I met somebody, and that led to unlocking something that was not there prior. And that's the thing. It's always there, but it doesn't reveal itself to you until you finally commit and make the decision, right? And so I want you to test the universe. I want you to test me and what I'm saying. Try to disprove what I'm sharing with you on this podcast. In your life, think about something maybe in your business that you have been on the sidelines that you haven't ultimately committed to or made a decision. Maybe it's deploying a marketing campaign. Maybe it's hiring somebody. Maybe it's firing somebody. Maybe it's hiring a personal trainer in the health and fitness aspect of your life, or it's having an important conversation with your spouse or significant other. I think about my good friend and Ascend member, Josh Bacon, where we had a deep dive day last year. They had always wanted to travel to Europe, but there was fear that was holding them back, right? Because of like just a bunch of different things. And we had a deep dive day and I challenged them. I said, you guys are in the position where you could do it. The next minute isn't promised to us. Take advantage, like book it, do it. And they went to Italy and they had an incredible time. And now they just had a beautiful baby girl. It's amazing when you make a decision, how things unfold and get unlocked. I see this time and time again. And so I'm here to tell you that making quick decisions is one of the most important and valuable skills you can develop. And again, I want you to test me on this. So think about something where you've wanted to do or you've considered doing, but you haven't. Starting the podcast, I launched this thing. So I'm coming up here within a few days on the 7-year anniversary of the Flip Empire Show. Super humbled that I've been given this platform, this opportunity to host this show where tens of thousands of people listen to this on a monthly basis. And it's humbling to think that my voice can reach that many people. And I'm pretty sure it's helped people that I may never meet or come in contact with. And I'm only in a position to have you hear my voice because I finally made a decision that I wanted to do something. I was having conversations with people on a consistent basis that were approaching me, asking me questions about real estate or asking me questions about this or that. And for about a year and a half to 2 years, I was having this thought like, how can I package this up so that other people can hear it? But I had no desire to be what's called a road warrior, right? Like somebody who was just constantly speaking on stages and traveling and being away from family. Like I had no desire to do that. And so I was considering like, well, the podcast is a way that maybe I could start a podcast, but I was so stuck in my head about the technology and like, oh, well, how do I record and how do I upload and how do I distribute it in all these different platforms? And this is going back 2014, 15, when I first kind of had the thought of a podcast. And then it was end of 2015, beginning of 2016, where I started having conversations with people. And finally, I just committed. I want to say I committed in April or May of 2016. I'm like, I'm launching this podcast. And I immediately went out and I did what I normally do. I seeked out a coach in this area. And I remember I hired a gentleman by the name of John Lee Dumas, host of EO Fire, Entrepreneur on Fire, which at the time, and maybe even to this day, I know he's recorded thousands and thousands of podcast episodes and generates a lot of money from his podcast and has influenced some of the brightest minds in the world on business. And I paid him a lot of money to have him essentially a consulting session for an hour. And I know that immediately when I made that decision, when I paid him that money, and when I got on a call with him for an hour, and he started to pour into me, and I started to ask him questions, and he started to share with me, hey, do this, don't do that. Think of it this way. The fact that this is called the Flip Empire Show was inspired by him because of the domain Flip Empire that I owned. So had I not made that investment, had I not first committed to do a podcast, secondly, taken some sort of action, i.e. made that investment, I wouldn't be here today. And who knows how many people wouldn't have been impacted by maybe something I said or somebody I interviewed or something that somebody came on this show and said. So just think about the opportunity cost of not making a decision. And don't be so concerned about whether it's the right decision or the wrong decision, but place more value on the opportunity cost of others around you, people that are relying on you. So what do you stand to gain from making a decision versus what could you potentially lose by making the wrong decision? That's what I want to leave you with on today's podcast episode. I'm super pumped. I'm headed now to my daughter's field day and just super grateful that back in 2005, I decided to leave GE. I was working in the consumer finance division in the financial management program, making at that time when I was 24, 4 years old, making a pretty good salary, what I thought at the time anyway, but knowing that that wasn't for me. And I made the decision to go out on my own and start a business and start investing in real estate. And I've grown so much throughout the years. And now I'm in a position where I can take time off whenever I want. I can go spend the next 4 or 5 hours at my daughter's school, enjoying that time with them. And I think about some of the parents that are not in that position where they can go spend time because they have to go to their 9-to-5. And many of those people I personally know are not happy in their 9-to-5, and they wish they had the freedom to go do these things. So it all starts with making a decision. I'm not special, right? Like, yes, God created me special and unique, right? But I'm no better than you. I'm no smarter than you. You can do this, right? Whatever it is you want to set out and accomplish, if you're listening to this and you're in a 9-to-5 and you want to go start investing in real estate, or you want to start a business, or you want to travel, or you want to do, you can do it. It first starts with having a belief and confidence in yourself. And then that gives you the ability to make a decision. And then when you make a decision, you have to take some level of action. And then you're going to start to see the snowball of momentum build and build and build. Things start to unlock for you. You're going to start to notice things that were always in front of you. You had the blinders on because you hadn't made a decision. You hadn't committed to yourself. So I'm hoping my voice and this message resonates with you. Reach out to me. I want to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you have an idea for a show, a topic, if you have somebody you'd like me to interview, let me know. And with that being said, just continue to share the show. Make sure you're subscribed so that you're notified every Monday morning when new Flip Empire podcast shows are released. With that being said, my friend, have an amazing day. Be well. Go out. Make quick decisions. Start with small things that maybe don't have a significant impact on your life, like what you're going to decide to eat. Preferably, you're making a better decision than a wrong decision, but I want you to just make quicker decisions. And this is an area where I myself have been aware that I need to grow in. So with that being said, have an incredible day, and I'll connect with you on the other episode. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is, if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.